This is Mike Morford, host of The Murder of My Family, and I'm excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from this network, Abjack Entertainment, that I co-created and co-host alongside my friends, Nama Cates from Incel Podcast, and Dr. Lee Meller from Murder Was the Case Podcast. It's called Citizen Detective, and I truly think this podcast will be revolutionary. In each episode of Citizen Detective, Nama and myself introduce an unsolved case live alongside citizen detectives at home who share their theories, insights, and opinions on the case. Then Lee provides his trained expert opinions that may help us get a better understanding of the case. We also have guests on who have some personal connection to the case, or they may be investigators or experts who can shed more light on the case or the clues we're sifting through. I think Citizen Detective will differ from a lot of true crime podcasts because you, the listeners, the citizen detectives at home, get to be part of the show live as we record it. The first episode of Citizen Detective is out right now, and in episode one, we cover the truly bizarre case of Russell and Shirley Dermond, who were murdered in May 2014 in Putnam County, Georgia. If you're not familiar with this case, prepare to be shocked. And if you are familiar with it, you know what you're in for. You can head over right now and listen to episode one of Citizen Detective on your favorite podcast player app and get full details on how to join our team live when we dive into our next case. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. In the meantime, I want to play this conversation that Nama, Lee, and I recently had on Lee's show Murder Was the Case so you can get a better sense of what's in store on Citizen Detective. I hope you'll listen to the new show and join our team live as we tackle some perplexing mysteries. Enjoy this preview of Citizen Detective, and I'll see you back here soon. Do you obsess over unsolved cold cases?
Do you go down endless rabbit holes on online forums searching for answers?
Are countless hours of your life spent digging through all of the available materials for your pet case convinced that you can solve it? If you are a citizen detective, we need your help.
I'm Mike Morford. Many of you may know me as Morph. I host or co-host a variety of true crime podcasts, including Criminology, The Murder of My Family, Zodiac Speaking, and Missing Persons.
And I'm Nama Cates, host of Incel. We're excited to tell you about Citizen Detective, our new podcast featuring cold case analyst Dr. Lee Meller.
That's me, a.k.a. Dr. Murder. I'm a published author, host of the podcast Murder Was the Case, and trained in crime scene and behavioral analysis under some of the best in the world. We want to invite you to listen to our new podcast, Citizen Detective.
Citizen Detective dives into mysterious and unsolved cases, and we're calling on our listeners to put their detective hats on and join us live as we sort through the clues in an effort to solve cases. You'll get to share your theories and ideas with us, and as a team, perhaps we can connect the dots and solve some mysteries. We'll be recording our first episode live alongside our citizen detectives on Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, and releasing the episode on Saturday, June 18th.
If you want to help solve real cases as one of our citizen detectives, give us a follow on social media to learn how you can join us live as we tackle some of these mysteries together. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at CitizenDPod, or look up Citizen Detective Podcast on Facebook to like the page and join the group. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Citizen Detective Podcast.
Do you have what it takes to help solve an unsolved case? Find out on Citizen Detective. Hey everyone, it's Doc Lee, and I have some special guests and friends here, and a special announcement. You know Mike Morford, he's been on the show before. We're talking about the Zodiac Killer a lot, and also Nama Cates from Incel, I think one of the most daring and trailblazing podcasts out there. Welcome to Murder Was the Case, both of you.
Hey, Lee.
Hello, Lee. Glad to be here.
Yeah, good to finally have you on. Maybe one day we'll talk about some Incel stuff. But today, we're going to speak about a project that the three of us have going together, Citizen Detective. And Morph and I have been working on this really since about 2021, and Nama joined this year, and we've been running drills for months and months to get this right. And how did you guys feel about last time? I felt like, yeah, that's it.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the team activity. Everybody's got their role and their part, and they all have been doing it well, and I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Yeah, I thought last time was when it all clicked and gelled and everything came together, and I too am impressed with how professional this endeavor is. There's a researcher and a writer and an engineer, and there's hosts and there's a criminologist, and I'm used to working with just like myself and whatever I can scrape together that week. So this is awesome.
Yeah, isn't it? I know that feeling. It's such a lonely thing, podcasting, even when you're speaking with people all the time. We got a 6-person crew. So there's the three of us hosting. And then Alex Ralph, who you guys know from my podcast, does research and does the murder and noir stuff. Alex is going to be the researcher and writer. And then we have Ashley Monroe. She's vetting all of the voicemail calls that we're getting in. I guess we should get to what all this is. And then Drew Gray, who's also been on my show, one part of the Gray brothers, the filmmakers, he's going to be doing all the technical stuff. So I guess we should talk about what the show is and why we need to do drills for it. So Morph, citizen detective, what are we doing?
I guess in a nutshell, we are sort of round tabling a discussion about an unsolved mystery and talking amongst ourselves, getting your professionally trained input back. But the exciting part, what I think is really exciting, is that we are teaming up with the citizen detectives out there and bringing them into the conversation and letting them be part of the recording, because we're recording it live. It's really interesting. It's live without a net. We make moves during the recording. They're there and the people will hear it. It's real and it's raw, but I'm excited to interact with a lot of the citizen detectives and see what they say about the cases we're talking about.
Okay, so people keep hearing that term, citizen detective. What is it?
It's someone at home that they're not a trained police officer. They're not a detective, but they spend a lot of time doing detective type stuff on their pet cases or cases that catch your attention. And I think all of us to some level have spent hours going down rabbit holes, filing Freedom of Information Act requests on stuff, studying stuff, researching it just to put our own podcast out. We've all done some of that, but a lot of these people are very steadfast into their pet cases and cases that interest them. And they spend a lot of time delving in, looking for the truth and trying to find answers.
And so that's why we're going to be streaming live. And that's why we're doing the rehearsals, because believe it or not, live streaming a podcast is pretty challenging. You can't make too many mistakes. You don't get to fix everything in post. The reason being is we want to interact with you, the citizen detectives, in live time. So you can leave comments. It's going to be on YouTube, Twitch, a few other things. And so you can comment on those various mediums. And if we like your comment, we think it's interesting or it's a good question, insightful, we'll put it up. Drew and Ashley make those decisions. And you can even call in and leave us a voice message. So you go to speakpipe.com/citizen detective and you can leave us a 90-second voicemail message subject to the same rules. I mean, if it's insightful, if it's a good question, if it's a good point, then it will likely make it onto the show. So we'll be playing it live.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty original in a way for people to be part of the process as we're doing it live.
So the format of the show is essentially Nama, you and Morph are doing about 30 minutes of narrative on any given case, whether it's a murder, double murder, missing persons, strange death, right? So that's the more formal part about it. And I guess that's where a lot of the drilling has come in. It turns out that sometimes freewheeling it is easier than going off the script.
I personally think going off a script is easier. Just in my experience with my podcast, I write all my narrations, you know, the intros and outros that I speak to the audience. And there were times that I tried doing it without writing it and it didn't work very well. So I think everyone's different. But what works really well in this case is that there's the formal structured part where we present whatever we have on a case. And that's scene of the crime, witnesses, evidence, whatever is relevant to the case that we can sort of fit in, that's pertinent. We present that to our audience. And then we have these other sections that you'll probably want to talk about. But I think part of what's cool about doing it this way and what's so original about this concept is that live streaming, anything live, I feel like is a little bit more exciting for an audience. And there's a little bit more of an impulse to like check in when it's going on now. And you feel like you're actually going to a physical place. So yes. Everyone coming together and not just listening to something on their own time where they can go and have their own thoughts and stay up all night and do their own work on it, but you're together with everyone, the energy of that, of everyone putting their brains together literally at the same time, I think could lead to something really interesting. And I think crowdsourcing work like this and ideas, I think we're very much on the pulse to do this now, not to sound too grandiose, but I think that that's something that people can do now. And citizen detective communities have actually contributed to cases recently. When you put everyone's heads together, then you don't know what will happen.
It's like we're building a digital detective agency and you can all be part of it. That's what we're trying to do. And so, yeah, after Morph and Nama kind of give you the facts, the who, what, where, when, then kind of gets to me. I come in, do some analysis for about 10 minutes. A lot of the why, the motives, what do I see? How would we go about interpreting this, investigating it? Then Morph and Nama are going to come back with some of their ideas about that. We'll have a little back and forth. Then we bring on some guests. We're going to have at least two guests per show. Hopefully someone to represent the friends or families of the victims, but also we'll have on a professional, whether it's law enforcement or a geographic profiler or a toxicologist, to provide more kind of like expert beyond my capabilities. And we'll pick that person depending on the case. And then after that, we go to your comments and your voicemails that you've left through speakpipe.com/citizen detective. And then we kind of wrap up. After that, we're doing something called the scrum, which is kind of an overtime. It's like after hours. And so I've taken on the task of I'm always going to be there for the scrum for at least half an hour. And Nama and Morph, who have much more busy, responsible lives, you hopefully will be there half the time, most of the time.
Depends how much caffeine I have and how I can function.
I will when I can, which is hopefully most of the time.
Yeah. And I think we should point out to listeners that this is a every other week podcast that we meet up every 2 weeks, and it's at 9 p.m. Eastern is when we'll record it.
Typically on Tuesdays.
Yeah, for now. And if we get a lot of patron support, maybe we can bump that up to once a week or twice a week or every day. Who knows?
You're really going for the, yeah.
Well, I guess one way to get started on that would be to give them the Patreon address. So you'd go to patreon.com/citizen detective. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/citizen detective podcast. And on Instagram and Twitter, it's the same handle @citizendpod. So one more time, patreon.com/citizen detective, facebook.com/citizen detective podcast, and Instagram and Twitter are both @citizendpod. If you want to leave a voicemail for us on SpeakPipe, speakpipe.com/citizen detective. So I guess right now we don't have all the channels that it's going out to, right? We have a YouTube channel, but we're also going to be going, I think, to Facebook and Twitch. The best way to find out where we're going to be and how things are moving along is probably to follow us on social media, and those developments are going to be coming pretty rapidly.
Yeah, definitely stay in touch with us on social media and we'll put out announcements. Our first recording session is June 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. So
yes,
that's where people will want to be. They'll want to know ahead of that so they can figure out where the best place is to be part of it.
And if you are a family member or somebody who is a friend of a victim of an unsolved crime, particularly a violent crime, and you would like to get involved and talk to us about potentially being on the show and featuring that case, please do approach us. We are always just looking for more content and people to interact with. And it's all about creating awareness, because creating awareness is going to be what solves these crimes. Hopefully being able to mobilize the citizen detective community and point some of you in a way where we can maximize how we can be productive in solving these crimes. So that's where, you know, some of the analysis and tips are going to be useful. Like in real time, we might come up with, you know, it would be good to focus on this. Look here. Like more if you've done a lot of stuff with Zodiac, right? I guess a lot of people have probably wasted their time in different little avenues of Zodiac. Would you think it would be helpful to have someone who kind of focuses the attention of more people in particular directions.
Yeah. Anytime you bring a group of people together with a different bunch of backgrounds and skills and world experiences, and you look at a case, everybody's bound to see something different. I don't think people are going to take in the case the exact same way, which is really fascinating to me. Someone is always going to think of something maybe a little different than the person next to them based on their background, their experience. And I think for detectives, we should point out too, that have a cold case that they're stuck on and you want to think outside the box, you want to shake a case up and get some attention for it and maybe have people with different eyes looking at it come on the show, bring us a case. Because if you're open to that and thinking outside the box, we might be able to help you look at a case a little bit differently. Maybe someone comes up with a theory or an idea that hasn't been tried yet, and it might be the difference in what makes the movement on the case. So that's the most fascinating part about this whole thing in my eyes, is just that crowd solving capability of just looking at a case from different backgrounds, different eyes, and seeing something that might make the difference in solving.
The DDA, Digital Detective Agency. I like it. It's got a nice ring to it. So do you think we should talk about some of the cases that we're going to cover, or should we leave it as a surprise?
We have a good selection of cases picked out. Whether we go into them now or not, I think people will find them interesting, and not, it won't be the same kind of case. Like, oh, we just heard this on the last episode. It's the same exact kind of case. I think there's a good mix and it'll stay fresh for the listeners. What do you guys think?
Yes. I think that's a good way of doing it. Because who knows, there's a lot of time between now and August when we have some of these cases scheduled, but we do have double homicides. We have some sexual homicides, missing persons, strange deaths. So we're curating it so that you don't get the same thing every week. And I believe right now the cold cases or unsolved cases that we're looking at go as far back as the 1920s, though typically they're going to be much more recent.
Yeah, I think everyone will find something that intrigues them, or maybe, who knows, maybe it's a case they've already been interested in and they're really going to be excited to be part of diving into the case.
Yeah, I think the way that we present them too is unique and kind of an asset in a way, because normally when you consume true crime content, as we all do, whether it's in the form of a podcast or TV show or documentary or whatever the case may be, it's just presented in a narrative way. So it's about the story. And we do that too, but we also present it like one would, at least if we were working with law enforcement. So we present the tangible details that people can actually come together and try to focus in on. We have a group that might want to take some time investigating one angle, and we have a section about that. And Alex has done such a great job putting everything together. I was just really excited by this idea when I first heard about it. And when we started to do the drills, which have been about the Zodiac, and there have been a lot of details that have come up just from those drills that I didn't know about. And I think if we have that level of detail and thoroughness on every case that we do, I really think that we will be able to make some headway with some of these cases.
Yeah, that's the plan. It's not just a show. Hopefully, if we can be instrumental in some way in even getting one case solved or getting it halfway to solved or getting it closer, that's kind of the bigger goal. Besides, obviously, it's edutainment. There's that part too, but it's not just that. We could all do that separately on our podcast, but we're really trying to Crime Stoppers for the 21st century in a way, right?
You have to evolve, I think, as technology evolved, thinking back to those old Google clubs that you could sort of join back when the internet first came out, and there you'd find one on the Zodiac or Unsolved Mysteries or something like that. And you're like, oh, wow, there's people out there that are actually interested in talking about this kind of stuff. And so am I. And I think we've come so far now to where we can do this in real time, live, these get-togethers to talk about this kind of stuff. And I think you're right. Can we solve every case we talk about? No. Is there a chance we could? Could we bring something to the surface that maybe holds the key to solving the case? Sure. But at the very least, these are all unsolved cases, so we can publicize them and get the word out that these cases are not solved, and maybe it lands in front of the right set of ears and someone out there listening has the key piece of information that can solve the case. So at the very least, we're going to shed some light on these cases and spread the word about them and fingers crossed, maybe we can try to help solve some of them.
And so the first episode will be Tuesday, June 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Once again, to support us on Patreon, to join basically the DDA, it's patreon.com/citizendetective. If you want to follow us on social media, facebook.com/citizendetectivepodcast and at citizendpod on Instagram and Twitter. So just keep your eyes on those, and then you don't have to write the date down. We're going to be sending you plenty of reminders. And if you do want to leave us a message about any case, speakpipe.com/citizendetective. Morph and Nama, thank you so much for coming on the show to help me spread the word about this. And I'm really excited. I thought I was going to be nervous, but after last drill, I'm really excited for June the 14th.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to say it hasn't been some work. It's been a little bit of work, and it's been a commitment on everyone's part, but we're excited about what the finished product's going to look like. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'll see you guys tonight when we go through our first recording. We'll see how that turns out. This is just for internal circulation. So have a good day, guys, and thanks for coming on Murder Was a Case.